Hello, and welcome back to Here Come the Sun. I'm your host, Sean Gauthier, and today is Game 1 of the WNBA Semifinals with the Sun taking on the Minnesota Lynx at the Target Center in Minneapolis at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. On today's show, I'll break down the semifinals matchup and give you my prediction on how the games will turn out. Before I get started, I want to let you all know that if you're in the Hartford area and looking for a place to watch today's game, there's a watch party in West Hartford at the World of Beer Pub starting at 8 p.m. Valentina, who's a member of the Orange Invasion Facebook group, is organizing. You can see some more details about this in the Orange Invasion Facebook group, which I will link to in the show notes. Hartford's a bit too far for me for a Sunday night game, so I'll be tuned in from my couch at home in Boston, but this should be a great way to meet other diehard Sun fans in Connecticut. To preview this series, I'm going to start by going through each game of the regular season series between the Sun and the Lynx, which ended with the Sun winning two of the three games, which were all very tightly contested. The first game against the Lynx was way back in May and ended with the Sun winning by 1 point in overtime. This was a really close game. There were 14 lead changes. The core three of Bonner, Thomas, and Jones kept the Sun in that game. They scored 20, 18, and 19, respectively. Brandon Jones scored 7 unanswered points in the second quarter of the game, which helped the Sun really come back into this one. This game took place early in the season, and before Veronica Burton or Marina Mabry joined the team, the Sun were still 45% from three, but they took 10 fewer three-point attempts than the Lynx. That said, the Lynx only managed to score 4 of their three-pointers, which really helped to keep this one close and ultimately led to that Sun win in overtime. The second game was another Sun win, 78-73, in a game where the Sun really built up their lead in the third quarter and then held on to win the game in the fourth. This was another close one, but Dwana Bonner had another really solid outing in this one, scoring 24 points and leading the team in plus-minus at 10. Alyssa Thomas also had another triple-double in this game with 14 assists, 13 points, and 10 rebounds. By this point, Veronica Burton had joined the team and had a standout defensive game with 4 steals and a block and also made a 3-pointer in this one. It's also worth noting that Ty Harris didn't play in this game. She was out with an illness. It could be looking back at this one could be a way to get a sense of how the team might be able to play without Ty Harris if she is unable to play in any of the games in this series. And she's currently still listed as questionable for this, the first game, after suffering that ankle injury in the first game of the first round series against the Indiana Fever. The Sun only attempted 15 three-pointers compared to the Lynx's 25 attempts. And in this game, the Lynx made 13 of their three-point attempts. So they had a much better three-point scoring night in that second game, but still wasn't enough to get the win with that game ending 78-73. In the third game, which was just earlier this month in September, ended with the Lynx fending off a late surge from the Sun to go on to win 78-76. In this one, Ty and Marina scored really well from three, combining for 6 of 14 shooting. Bonner ended up struggling in this one, scoring only 9 points. And this was a game where the Sun started slow again against the Lynx, and they also played some really uncharacteristic poor defense in the third quarter in this game. Turnovers also were a big part of giving up the lead. Alyssa Thomas ended up coming back into the game in the fourth and really brought the Sun back into this one, but it just ended up not being enough to win the game, with the Sun failing to take the lead back in the last, basically the last seconds of this game. In all three games, both teams had about the same number of turnovers, but the Lynx ended up scoring more points off turnovers. And also, like I've said, going through each game, they took way more threes in these games and ended up making more too. Let's take a step back and look at the big picture in this matchup. Both the Sun and the Lynx are formidable defensive teams. The Sun hold the number one defensive rating in the league, and the Lynx hold the number two. They've got nearly an identical net rating. The Lynx have a slight advantage in offensive rating, but by a lot of the basic metrics, these teams are neck and neck, right? They're a great matchup against each other, and it's going to be a very tight, close series. The biggest difference between these teams comes from their offensive identity. Minnesota scored 34% of all of their points from three this season, while Connecticut scored 48% of theirs in the paint. The Lynx are also slightly better on fast breaks. The Sun are a lot better on second chance points. And so it's going to come down to, you know, a matchup where if both defenses are being are really effective, like we know both of these defenses can be, you know, it's going to be a matchup of how much can each team limit the other team's strong suit. You know, if the Sun are able to limit Minnesota from three, like they did in that first game, and where they matched up this season, that will be an important way for the Sun to be able to pull out the win in this series. And for the Lynx, it's going to be, you know, how much can you slow down Connecticut in the paint, and, you know, have them rely more on their three-point shooting, which just, even with the addition of Marina Mabry, hasn't been their strong suit all season. One other thing to note is that Connecticut's won five in a row on the road against Minnesota dating back to 2022. That's important since the Sun do not have home court advantage in this one, and they're going to start off playing two games in Minnesota. If they can keep up that streak of wins and get one of those games in Minnesota, that's going to give you know, revert the home court advantage back to the Sun. And, you know, the Sun did lose the one home game against Minnesota earlier this season, but they've been good at home. They just swept the Fever at home. And so, you know, that could be an advantage if they're able to get that win on the road again, like they have a lot in the past few years. That'll be really helpful for them in terms of, you know, giving themselves an edge in this series. Additionally, you know, big X factor in this matchup has been Alyssa Thomas. She's averaging nearly a triple double against Minnesota this season. She's got 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists on average against Minnesota. She also has 4 of her regular season triple doubles of her career against Minnesota. Unfortunately for the Sun, Nafisa Collier has looked really great against the Sun and looked great all season. She finished second place in MVP voting, and some leaks that came out seems like she's going to be the winner of the Defensive Player of the Year award. I'm not sure if that's been announced yet from the WNBA, but it was kind of leaked out. Shams Charania of The Athletic tweeted about it earlier today, I think it was, or maybe it was late yesterday. And also it was sort of leaked in the WNBA Players Association's letter regarding some of the hatred that fans have been leveling towards players that we talked about a bit in the episode that came out yesterday. But in this season, Nafisa Collier is averaging 21 points and 8 rebounds against the Sun. And I'm not sure that there's really a way to limit Nafisa Collier, especially once she gets going. She's having an incredible season. And like I said, and she's coming off of scoring 38 points and 42 points in consecutive games against the Mercury in the first round, which tied the all-time playoff record for points in that second game. And yeah, Nafisa is an incredible player, and it's going to be critical for the team to find some way to limit her, even if stopping her is not exactly possible. Another key to winning is going to be trying to limit old friend Courtney Williams' passing lanes. Her passing is really important to the Minnesota offense. It was really important in their series against Phoenix. And she's averaged 8 assists in her 3 games against the Sun this season. The Sun showed a great ability to limit those types of assists and three-pointers from a hot Indiana team in this first round, and they're going to need that again to help bolster their chances against the Lynx. Unlike in that series against Indiana, it's not just the guards that really need to be on their A game on perimeter defense, but it's going to also need to be the forwards, Alyssa Thomas and Dewana Bonner, because Collier and Bridget Carlton, who's another forward for the Lynx, have been really capable from around the arc and are shooting really well from three and really space the court. The Sun are also going to need Bonner and Thomas to just continue their run of form against the Lynx. And of course, they're going to need Mabry to be knocking down those shots from three, especially if Ty Harris is going to be out for probably part of this series. And Bonner and Thomas looked great in the first round against the Fever. Obviously, Alyssa Thomas had a triple-double in that first game. And so the two of them continuing to stay hot, especially knowing that Nafisa Collier is going to come out swinging in this series, it's going to be really important that the veterans of this team have a great performance. It's also going to be important that Breonna Jones has a bounce back performance. She's played well against the Lynx this season. And so, you know, she was limited in that first round series against Indiana. She also suffered an injury in the second game of that first round series. I'm not sure what her injury status is. I don't think that she was on the injury report for the Sun ahead of this game. So, you know, we'll learn more later today. I'm recording this very, very early in the morning, so I have not seen any recent updates from the Sun PR team. But that's going to be an important thing to look for, is making sure that Breonna Jones is healthy and available for this game, and that, you know, she's playing her best, especially since the Sun have been really successful at scoring in the paint against the Lynx, and Breonna Jones is a critical part of that, as well as her ability to rebound the ball is going to be important, because the Sun have produced off of second chance points so well this season, and well against the Lynx in their previous wins against the Lynx earlier this season. So it's going to be an important series for the big three of the Connecticut Sun to really show up on both sides of the ball if they're gonna pull this one out. Okay, on to my predictions. I think, you know, first of all, I said at the top, but this is going to be a really, really close series. I don't think we're going to see a sweep in this one like we saw, you know, in all matchups in the first round. I also think that this is not going to be the premier series in this one. You've got, you know, a finals rematch between New York and Las Vegas. So hopefully that gets a little bit of the pressure off for the players. But ultimately, right, like, this is the last step to making the finals. Yeah, this is an important one. I also saw a note in an ESPN story that I'll link here that both of these matchups are matchups between a team that has won the finals and a team that hasn't, with New York and Connecticut obviously having never won the WNBA finals before, and the Aces and the Lynx having a handful each. And so, you know, there's vets all around on these ones. No one here is new, you know, really to the playoffs. And so this isn't going to be much like that first round where, you know, that veteran presence made a huge difference. It's really going to be a tightly, tightly contested series. That said, the optimistic fan in me tells me that the Sun are going to pull this one off. I think the Sun are going to win this one in four games. I'm hoping that they do, because I'm not sure my heart can take a game five in this five game series, but I think the Sun win this one in four. I think they're going to win game one on the road. I think they're going to lose that second one. Then they'll finish up the series at home, winning both games in Connecticut. At least that's what my heart's telling me right now. I'm sure between now and even the end of game one, I'm going to, you know, have 30 different predictions and feelings. But for right now, I'm sticking with the Sun and four. And I just can't wait till 8:30 p.m. to be able to watch this game and just see the series play out. All right. That'll do it for me for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get podcasts and leave us a rating to help other fans find the show. If you want to hear your voice on a future episode, leave us a voicemail at 617-903-7683 or email us a voice memo at ctsunpod@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you all soon here on Here Come the Sun.